Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. It's Friday. We thank you so much for watching.
Thank you.
How are you doing, Joe?
I'm just so nice.
How was your week?
It's been a wonderful week, hasn't it?
Incredible. Top two things I've done this week.
Great question. Probably chill out and just hang out.
Ethan James, ladies and gentlemen, in the corner.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Here he is.
Nice to be here.
What?
Well, nice to be here.
Nice to meet you.
We've known
each other.
No, I didn't say nice to meet you. I said nice to be here. It's a pleasure to be here.
Ethan's been saying sorry a lot, hasn't he, in recent episodes?
He has. What's that about?
Are you okay?
Some sort of guilt.
What are you guilty about?
I feel like sometimes like you pick holes and everything I say, and maybe I'm just slipping up all the time, so I just try and provide a bit of coverage. So sorry for that.
Right, on this episode, we're going to be talking...
He's really done us there, hasn't he?
He brought us down a right cul-de-sac there.
Yeah, go on.
Are you bullying us?
You got a new story?
I got two new stories for you today.
Okay.
One of them is about a... Valentine's Day this week. Do you know boxer David
Haye? Last week.
Boxer David Haye's got two girlfriends.
Have you seen this?
What's going on?
Did you see this, Ethan?
He's in a thruple.
He's in a thruppence.
Yeah, there's another man called Dan Blazarian. Is that right, Dan?
Fucking hell. What year is it? 2012? Yeah, Dan Blazarian.
That just
hit
my head when he's with loads of women on boats.
It's not the same thing.
Dan Bilzerian is a charlatan fraudster who hires women to be on a boat with him who takes pictures of. He's not someone who's in a relationship with these people. He just got a boat that's in a on a green screen.
And David Haye has got two wives.
Listen to David Haye, right? So obviously, great boxer, world champion.
He's a good-looking man. Great boxer.
I'm trying to give him some credentials.
Okay, sorry.
He's a good-looking man.
Yeah, of course.
He has a wife, and this is so wild. Now he's in a thruple.
Yeah.
Which means obviously he's got two partners. The new partner. Is Una from the Saturdays.
You're joking.
Do you know the girl group, the Saturdays? How weird is that? Who would have had a thruple down between David Haye, the boxer, and Una, who's from a girl band, the Saturdays, that aren't really good anymore? How mad's that? Have you seen it? Anyway, and also my next story.
No, we're not finished there.
Yeah, you went all silent.
I'm looking at this picture, and it is Una from the Saturdays. I didn't realise that.
Crazy, isn't it?
And he just so what does he say on his post?
He says, "Happy Valentine's Day to my queens."
Oh.
Even if you suggested to Manisha that you'd like to bring someone else into the relationship, how do you think that would go down?
We've had this discussion before, and we both agreed that. I don't think we'd like to see the other one.
So you're talking blindfolds then, yeah?
Oh, no.
So you can't see it?
No, not just about physically watching, but also...
it was like a sort of sensory deprivation type. It's more so
ethically. I think
ethically?
What do you mean? Who are you, the Australian cricket board?
So ethically, what would happen?
I think
putting stones in your pockets to scuff up the test match cricket ball. What do you mean ethically?
I think
ethically, you can do what you want. Ethics? What are you talking about?
I don't know. So, well, you wouldn't. What would you not like in that situation?
I think the purity of the relationship would be somewhat damaged
if I was
to see another a man. Doing stuff with her.
It wouldn't have to be a man.
Would you be worried about seeing his buttocks?
Right. Eh?
Would you be worried about seeing his, like, bum?
Oh,
the buttocks, like, going for it.
Not...
Summer and tongues.
Right, yeah, that would be a bit rough, I think.
It wouldn't at all.
I think if it was a female, it would be less...
Do you think Manish should be up for that?
No!
I don't think so.
Here's my point with this, because I can see Ethan's struggling.
Sorry, Ethan. Sorry about that.
The only thing with this is, for me, if you've got two people, single people, who have decided that they'd be up for sort of, what's the word? Non-monogamy, as you might call it. I think that's the modern phrase.
Yeah. Poly. Yeah.
Yeah, but not necessarily, because it means more than two.
Poly.
Poly.
But whatever it is, then and you go into the relationship thinking we can have extra girlfriends, extra boyfriends, whatever. I think if you're married and then all of a sudden you go, pop another one in. Ooh. And then what? What about?
Let's bring another person into the relationship.
I put a little single bed next to our bed, pop a little woman in it.
I don't think
that can ever work. Seen her. She's tiny.
She's not that tiny.
She's barely up to his nipple. Anyway, that can't work, I don't think. If you and Becky now, you went,
if I said
I want to get a sort of a 19-year-old sort of Venezuelan boy to come and be a third partner in our relationship.
Let's bring Ethan into the relationship.
Perfect. What do you think Becky says to that?
I'd be up for it.
What, you'd be up for me
rummaging around?
Oh, no.
That's what he calls it.
Now you've just said rummaging around.
He rummages. The thing is, he doesn't have any sort of stroke patterns. He's a rummager. He's like a little sort of raccoon in the bedroom, aren't you, Ethan? Like,
look,
it's like licking your fingers.
Don't do that.
He scurries and he scutters, don't you? But you don't have any sort of stroke.
But no, I'm not a scurrier.
Have you ever seen that video of the raccoon who's got his head in a bowl full of milk and then it lifts it up like that? It's just milk pouring off his face.
You describe yourself as what type of animal are you in the bedroom?
Oh,
like a wasp.
No, not a wasp.
Slug, that's you, isn't it?
Sure. What do you mean that's me?
Well, you said slug and I thought, yeah.
Yeah, you can't turn it on me. I fought a slug.
Okay, sorry.
I'm like a snail.
I'd say a cat.
A cat?
Yeah, like, do you know,
one of
those
ones with like wheels on the back legs?
You're a cat in the bedroom.
Like quick reflexes and reactions and quite springy and that.
What, like fucking Buffon?
Yeah, exactly.
Buffon. Like,
Casillas. What animal would you describe yourself as?
Loves in the tuna as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's foul.
What animal would you describe yourself as in the bedroom? Can I throw some animals out there? And you can say one more.
No!
Why?
Because they're all going to be mean animals.
No, they're not. I'll start with the nice one.
Or
no.
Panda.
No. Start with a nice one and you say hot or colder. Toad.
A toad. Do you know what? Bang on. Bang on. Fucking toad. Right, my next story.
Toad in the hole, they call you.
Fucking toad in the hole. You're right, my next story is I watched this guy do. Have you seen these like what I eat in a day trends?
Oh, big time.
Where people just film themselves like what they eat in a day.
They're all lies, by the way.
And they all eat so much and the ones I watch always end like they have like three really good dinners and then they go to Mackey's.
The ones I see, it's often like because it's the ones that people amplify a lot. So it'll be either some gym man or some gym woman. And it'll be like, here's what I eat in a day, cat or whatever. And they're having like five meals in a day. And you think, you're 5'1" and 100 pounds.
What is going on? They always overeat. Well, this one guy I watch, who's from Wales, was eating and he was having some like crisps in part of what he eats in a day. And he's discovered whilst watching the video back that Walkers, the crisp company, have done a competition for Valentine's Day where if your crisp looks like a love heart, you win £100,000.
Fuck off.
And in his video, he scrans a love heart-shaped crisp. And he fucking demolishes it, don't think anything of it. Everyone's in the comment section, you've just eaten £100,000. Right. Walkers have now confirmed that he did indeed, but you have to keep it. You have to keep the crisp.
No way, they're not giving him the money.
They're not giving him the money.
But he's had it, he's got it.
No, he ate it.
He had to send the crisp off.
Honestly, I'm not joking.
What are you eating today?
I'd send my shit in a Tupperware. It's in there somewhere, lads. I'm not missing out on 100 grand because I've eaten it. You can see me holding it. You see me eating it.
What kind of Tupperware?
I say Tupperware. Do you know those blue freezer bags that tie at the top? Probably just one of them.
Do you know why I once sent a stool sample to the wrong place?
That's a hate crime.
I once got asked, it was the worst day of my life.
What, because you had to give away one of your stool samples that you collect?
I often like to collect them.
Here you go. I'm not going to get to 501, am I, if I do it like this? They come with a darts pooer.
They said, can you collect some of your remains?
Not remains. That's when you've died.
Stool sample.
Yeah, your own soil.
In a pot.
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 You did it in a pot noodle pot, didn't you?
No.
Put the foil down, leave that for 5 minutes.
Don't forget the seasoning.
Yeah, yeah. Not the seasoning.
Use it in the fucking pot.
What kind of pot?
They give you a pot.
Oh, they give you a pot. And so did you shit straight into it, or did you get a spoon out afterwards?
Well, here's the thing.
Oh, God.
I couldn't. So I had one, and I couldn't get to it at all. So I had to let it go.
What do you mean you had to let it go?
I had to flush it.
What do you mean you couldn't get to it? Where did you
it was, I didn't do it right. You're supposed
like
to.
Like the nutty putty cave. What do you mean you couldn't fucking get to it? It's in the toilet.
You're supposed to layer your toilet bowl with loads of toilet paper.
Right.
Do your business.
To provide like a sort of a plinth.
Like, have you ever seen like a cat fall from a window, but there's like loads of people who've got like a blanket to find?
That's what it looked like, but on a sort of micro scale. A big brown, bald cat, slimy little cat, falling out of a six-story window.
That's heavier than before. So that's what I did the second time round.
So what did you do first time round? Just put your hand underneath. Yeah. Becky,
clap.
Becky was you shot out the window. All right, it's like a cat out a window.
Can I say, by the way,
just your ass sticking out the top floor window. Becky's like, that.
Can I say, by the way,
like she's on the boundary, like that.
The phrase "I'd rather like shit in my hand and clap" is such a good phrase.
Do you think
it's so funny, isn't it? Anyway, so imagine right. doing that. So essentially, the next time I laid it all out, and then this is a bad day. I thought, how am I going to get it? I used one of my mum's good spoons.
Oh.
And it was only when
the deed was
done, because she only has good spoons. Don't say anything about mum's spoons.
What would I ever say about them? Your mum's got shit spoons.
No, sorry, mum. She only has good spoons. I used one of them. It was either that or a fucking like spatula.
Not got any chopsticks?
No.
Like a big bit of sushi.
Oh. Yeah, that wasabi.
Bending under its own weight.
Stop.
Is he even talking about his own poo?
No, stop. I'm not trying not to say poo. Unfortunately, it only when it came to like packing away that I found that they actually gave me a spoon. I found the spoon.
You
in the
used
back.
That to have a roll of yogurt though, didn't you?
Chuck out one of my mum's good spoons.
You
don't
threw
joke,
it away?
Don't joke about it.
Why didn't you wash it?
You fucking mad.
What?
Imagine eating your cereal a week later knowing that spoon has had your remains on
right,
it.
Right, stop saying
you're
remains.
You're fucking mad. You would not. Right, if I gave you a bowl of cereal now and it had the spoon in it that you knew.
No.
Has it been washed?
It's been washed.
Thoroughly. Right.
Extremely
here's what I'm going to tell you right now.
Thoroughly.
What do you think poo is made out of?
I don't want to talk about that.
Poo is just old food. What gets stuck on a spoon before you wash it off?
Stop.
On a typical day, old food, same thing.
Anyway, there's the short end of the story is that also on this thing they said please send this to this address. I didn't read that. I just sent it back to the GP.
His home address.
No, so one day you get what the fuck's this?
His home address with a slur on it as well. Pedo on it.
Pedo. My GP.
And then you posted that through his letterbox.
My GP's excellent.
Is he?
I don't know, I've not seen him for
excrement,
a while.
Did you say?
I've not seen him for a while. Anyway, what are you saying, Joe? What are you saying? Excrement, fucking hell.
I've got a story that reminded me of you.
Oh, here we go. Fat man falls off a train.
Have you fallen off a train?
Twice. Please give me some water, please. I'm dying for water.
Still hungover. Four days later.
Four days later.
Patient develops uncontrollable Irish accent after illness diagnosis. Now, you have been doing an Irish accent so much recently.
Oh, I didn't run on the radio before. I got told off. I started doing it on the BBC.
Why have you started doing it?
I can't do an Irish accent. Oh, I just hear an order of horses racing. I love that an order of horses.
What the fuck is this?
Joe, what
a patient who had no Irish background but developed a rare syndrome called foreign accent syndrome. I think you've got foreign accent syndrome,
what
Joe.
What do you mean?
Because you...
I've not got a hit on the head.
You started saying, oh, Jesus, no, in an Irish accent 30 to 50 times a day. And that can't be normal, can it?
No.
So this man is in his 50s and is receiving some sort of therapy for an illness that he had.
I've read the story. It's a bad illness.
It's the big one. It's the big one. But I'm not saying the word because it's sad. But anyway, you know, I think he's largely fine. But the point I want to get to is, why have you got an uncontrollable...
Oh, no, no, geez, no.
Why are you doing that?
It's good fun, though, isn't it?
And you've got Irish blood in your family.
The one thing it's bad is, you know, obviously there's so many different connotations, but an accent can be funny. Scouse, Scottish,
Irish
is great.
Jim Davidson?
No, that's what... No, I don't like that accent. But to do the UK accent is good fun. If you can nail it, a good Geordie...
Like
when you do Ethan's Geordie,
yeah.
Obviously there's a line to it. You can't go, you know, down, like, you can't do all sorts of accents. But it's funny which ones are accepted, aren't they?
What does this mean?
It's funny which ones are accepted.
Yeah.
Spain?
Fine.
France?
Oh, knock yourself
Germany?
Out. Great stuff. Love it.
And that's really kind of it then.
I think you can get away with a sort of Eastern European, a Czech. A sort of Romanian. But maybe not.
Sometimes I speak to my dog in Bosnian.
Yeah, but you don't know Bosnian.
But he's from Bosnia.
I know.
Home comforts.
You don't know Bosnian, so it's not home comforts, is it? Home comforts. Right. Yeah, interesting.
Yeah,
Considering they're doing American, Australian. I think it's stay
if
within...
You to, if you had to change, what would you do? You change your accent to anything in the world, what would you pick?
I genuinely... Oh, I don't want to say it because I don't want to
take
the piss.
Go on.
But I'm not joking. I genuinely find real happiness. I can't say it.
Go on. What? In what?
In nothing, actually.
Whisper it.
No, because I don't want it to seem like I'm...
Is it bad?
No, it's not bad. Because it's not bad, it's good. I like it. I just leave it.
Pick one in the UK for safety.
Yeah, all right then. I wouldn't mind having a little Geordie accent.
Yeah, first. I'd go Irish. I'd go Cork.
Yeah.
I love that.
You know, you
or
do
Australian.
It all the
Australian.
Australian's good.
Ethan, what would you change it to?
I quite like an Irish accent.
Go for it.
I can try.
Say hi. My name's Ethan. You listen to the Sloppy Joes.
Top of the morning to you.
No, that wasn't on the script, was it?
Literally told you what to say.
My name's Ethan, and you're watching the Sloppy Joes, and he comes out with top of the morning to you.
Go on.
I don't know if I could do anything else.
Just say.
Go on, say my name's Ethan.
I can do a good Gordon Ramsay impression.
That's not what we're doing, is it? Irish accent. My name's Ethan. You're watching Sloppy Joes now.
Hello, my name's. He said, welcome to the Sloppy Joes podcast.
I messed that up. Top of the morning to yous.
That's what sets us off. You need like a phrase to get you going and then you find it, but you didn't let me do that.
So intriguing.
I just went in really rough
was.
And rubbish.
Don't worry about that. What? No. Ethan, what's your story?
All right, listen everyone. I've got a brilliant agony pants, okay? Ooh. And I thought I'd just have to share it with you today because I had this little read the other day and I just thought, this is amazing and we've got to help them out, all right?
Someone's helping out, we've got to help them.
Ethan, when you've got to read something, by the way, your head goes, doesn't
right,
it?
Yeah, okay.
Your head falls off.
Yeah, all right, okay.
Now you've got something important to do, like reading... Yeah. Your head falls off.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into
not
it anyway.
Not responded to what you're saying there. Just yeah.
No,
all right.
No. He's admitted
on.
It.
Dear Sloppy Joes, I've had this ongoing problem in my head for a couple of months now, and I was hoping you guys could help. Are you up for that?
Yes.
Can't wait.
For a bit of context, I'm a professional footballer for a decent team at a good level, but
really?
I'm scared that people are going to find out about this odd fetish that I have.
Right. This isn't Marouane Fellaini, is it?
Oh.
What would his fetish be?
Oh, I can't tell you.
Is it bad?
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah.
Elbows up the ball.
Worse. I know someone that spent some time with him.
Text me, yeah? Live react. I won't say what it is.
Okay.
Carry on, Ethan.
I'm still texting, yes. It started when I was younger. I was horrendously addicted to Haribo bubblegum bottles. You know them? It was the colour, the flavour, and the naughtiness that came with consuming that much sugar. Right?
Move that.
Right, one sec.
That's what Marouane Fellaini is into.
No.
Yeah.
That's mad.
You ever done that?
No. What a fucking question. Sorry, Ethan.
No worries, no worries. So, as I was saying, he's horrendously addicted to Haribo bubblegum bottles. Oof. The naughtiness of eating that much sugar. Back then, it was coated in the stuff since Jamie Oliver wasn't around to be chief constable of the glucose police, he says. It was the colour that stuck with me. The gorgeous claret and blue.
Oh, that's a clue.
I had some of the best days of my career playing in those prestigious sexy colours. This earned me a move to a couple of better teams, but these two clubs played in red. I hated it. I pretended to be injured most of the time because I just wanted to be draped back in the colours that made me. The juxtaposing.
You got this, Ethan.
3, 2, 1.
Juxtaposing. Good. Collaboration. That felt so right. I eventually got my wish. And the two teams that I moved to after those were exactly what I wanted. Unbridled joy. My issue is, I'm worried that people in the industry and the fan base will realise my odd fetish and I will be ostracised in the dressing room and by the public for it. When I put the kit on, I have to make sure I'm wearing extra tight underwear I'm not exposed when I start to swell. I heard your podcast about the lad who was aroused by doorbells and I hope you can give me some advice on how to rid myself to this strange addiction. He said he used a pseudonym, so that we won't know who he is, and thanks in advance for and he's called Fanny Springs.
What a bizarre email.
Study Ings.
Imagine Danny Ings actually emailing that.
Yes!
Okay.
Danny Ings is addicted to cola bottles.
And he gets aroused.
I think he should keep work and pleasure separate, to be honest.
Yeah, same.
So he should purposefully play for a team that doesn't wear claret and blue. Because that's no good, is it? Have you ever been aroused by anything at work? This sounds like the start of a PPE claim advert, doesn't it? If you've been aroused at work, you might be in lieu of some compensation.
No, I don't think I have.
You have? Have you ever, you know? He tried to be quick, but we all saw it.
Right, I mean, that's the end of the pod.
He's done it once. Where was it? In the toilet.
Just horrifically hungover.
Right, thank you very much.
You must have had that. You in here?
No.
Joe, before we go, we've had some lovely DMs on our Instagram. Aww. By some wonderful people that I want to give shout-outs to. This is from Lisa Marie. She says, it's my boyfriend's birthday on the 22nd of this month, so just a couple of days ago.
Lovely.
And he watches the podcast every day and is a patron slopper. Can we give him a big shout-out? I want to say yes. He's called Martin. Happy birthday, mate. Thank you so much for watching. You are a legend. We love you very much. And also we had one a lovely message come in that I even screenshotted and sent in the group from Ashley.
Yes,
about her and her boyfriend watching the podcast every single week, and they love it so much. Their 4-year anniversary on March the 5th. We want to say have a lovely weekend. Ethan, what could they do?
In Manchester?
No, just I think they live in, I don't know where they live, I'll Google it. But what would you do just generally?
I went to a spa the other day. That was lovely.
No, you went to a swimming pool for 20 minutes.
Yeah, you did.
And then wistfully thought about meat.
Well, I would go to a spa that serves meat. I think that's a bit of a treat. And also one that serves alcohol, because the one I went to didn't serve alcohol. But it would have been better with a pina colada and maybe some, like, do you know those, like, bits of, like, sausage and that, like, that you get on, like, what they're called, like, those, like, little nibbles and that.
Tapas.
Tapas.
Well, Ashley and Jacob, big shout out. Thank you so much for watching.
With some pina coladas and some sausage tapas.
Yeah, and we love all the DMs we get. We want to say thank you very much. Yeah, wonderful.
Thank you for joining us. Hit subscribe if you haven't already. Make sure you check out the Patreon, sloppyjoespodcast@gmail.com. My 24 hours in McDonald's will be uploaded in 2 weeks' time. I'm taking part in that on the 24th of February. So make sure you come and check that out. Thank you very much for joining us. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Wave, Ethan.
Oh, yep. See you later, everyone. Bye-bye.
Why do you do the Jimmy Savile hands?
It's not Jimmy Savile.